Density, density, gravity, darkness, and light, a scalar waving, prismatic, oscillating. Welcome. If you're hearing this right now, then know that all is well. As I speak to you from the place where all source dwells, between me and you is a web laced and enthroned, ensconced with divinity, whose very presence is thrown. This is a story centered on the spiraling axis of excess of the Divine Mother Goddess, of a girl who grows into a young woman and through life is initiated through the gateway of motherhood, via the shadow curtain of destruction. Embodying the ring of fire, birthing herself anew, understanding the seasonal cycles of life toward embodiment of matriarchal priestess, an authentic soul self actualized. A live recording. I want to dedicate this part to an old friend of mine named Elon. And Elon, if you're listening, I'm grateful for the moment we share in song. A lot of magical things were happening, and we made an agreement to align with the present power and word of oration as a stream, that our words, as we spoke them, was song. And through that, we were stitching and weaving our reality. And I sat here in this new space, this beautiful space, and asked myself, Divine Mother Father energy, energy of the goddess Unyamewa Nana Aset Mamiwata, what is it that I am to do? What is it that I am to share or offer to the world as part of my authentication and acknowledgement of your power that runs through me in a way that is fulfilling and in alignment with all that you guide and direct me towards? All of the revelations of your mystery in my life, present, continuously, precipitously, what is it that I do naturally that others may see as a skill that is applicable in this time now, in this age of such electricity, of such powerful wave oscillation, transformative energy, energy that is malleable, also known as the age of Aquarius. And I thought to myself, what is it . And no matter what tradition you come from, or you claim, or have claimed, has claimed you, the power of the word is born, word is bond. Our oration, the stories that we tell, to ourselves and others, the lattice that we weave on our journey as we discover Griot, prophetess, oracle, conduit, storyteller, myth keeper, net master, spinning on your web of time, you will find the destiny you choose. In present circumstance, from your inference or romance, spinning. If we can agree that we spin in a sea of waves that cascade miraculously. You see, we are mirrors. You see, testament, you see, of light expands as it dances and synergy. One of my favorite words is coalesce. When things intermingle, by energetic functionary application through space-time, a part of them reunites as it congeals, as it condenses. Trace elementary from the soil to the sea, mycelium poetry. Our grandmothers, with hands outstretched yet clasped, offer prayers into the expanse. architecting a weave of benevolence in a womb we'll be. No need for war when you keep the score of your birthing through galaxies, each one of us has to pass the seas of a water as she parts the way for us to come forth by day. Ring of fire, purifying our soul. As they keep the beat through palpitation. Maturation This is a journey of the restoration of my matrilineal lineage as shaman, as Nsaman Nkomfu, as Sybil, as sister of Oset, as child of Eteru, as architectress of time. tragedy. Quantum encryption dancing. Accounting for delay. From the city to the bay. A mountain top, Paris up a lane, a Congo crowd, time zone. Time zone, time zone. So then I thought, what would it be that I could offer? What is my offering to the Divine Mother, to creation, for the gifts of my bounty, already restored? Magnetite, mine, magnanimity, magnetite. Mind, magnanimity. Most likely, no matter where you are in this moment and the now, listening, this encryption has coalesced upon you, this wave, oscillation of joy and love and purpose, fulfillment with bliss and harmony in the alignment of your authentic soul, surfacing the waves of your beauty and your power. This transmission has reached you. And what they said unto me was, child, daughter, architectress of time, weave your story through the filaments of your time. Weave and etch upon the wave in a way. In which you can be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves, or vibratory sound emanation. There is no paper trail. There is auric sculpting. There is a binding together of trace minerals made auric through the vastness of space, coalescing, intermingling with the scalar wave through space and time. Power transfer through world, floating as a dove through the electromagnetic sea. How dendera used to be as we strung the hearts through the harp with Move. Land. Rose from the sea. An elevation, a furthering of the elemental equation of expansion. And she swam from the sea. Shrouded in shells, power that quells. Land acquisition is about much more than realty. It is the hoodoo sweet watering of the soul through an ever increasing strengthening awareness of the land of the body as shrine for and from the great mother goddess and above them are deities and ancestresses, ancestors, ancient, ancestral culture, a navigation system for the spirit, giving a framework and blueprint for the rebuilding and reclaiming of our lands, the land of our body, mind, and soul. Individually and collectively, interdependently. Blue. Stitching something ancient yet strange. I can't wash it away. Blue electric propagation. Robin. Like the sky. Speckled. Amphibious, this egg. I watch over them in the nest sometimes. Blue. My hands. Indigo stained. Blue. Something in me has changed. Blue electric magnetization. Our ancestresses have harmoniously utilized animal, plant, and mineral life as tools in this reclamation of the land, of the body, mind, and soul, consistently realigning, reaffirming, celebrating. Realigning is a celebration. A jubilation. A testament to the crowning of that life source power that you are. The Earth Mothers offer their bones as crystals and gems. Providing an example of how we're meant to crystallize into the perfection of remembrance, of our harmoniously fulfilled divine function as we align with what we love. And when I say love, I mean of something fierce. Love that springs from joy, harmony, as a child you could see the moment with delight, full light. Exploring without strife. Knowing in your core that you come from more than what you may seem. You felt it, let it be. The power of the being whose work we rarely see these days. When aligning prosperously, we journeying through the field of light, drawn by color, vibration, sight. Flowers blooming, experience. Paid in pollen, knowledge sense. Then we gather at the shrine on Phyllis, divine cosmic mind. And we share with sweat and kiss a collective dancing. It looks like this. Propagating for time down, seven generations. That's the scalar sound, with two added for good measure. The queen keeps birthing. Honey, and beeswax are two substances on this planet that can live and last indefinitely. For centuries, millennia. Crystallizing through time. And yet, still nourishing and sweet to all that encounters it through time. The Beekeeper's Guide to Pollinating Honey Plants. And as the sun rises, this day of Afida is beautiful. New birthing of the sun. The ring of fire purification through the night of the mother. And I hear them saying to speak on this, so I will. In our study, our evocation of natural phenomena and our observation of it, specifically cosmically, if we leave out our understanding the Divine Mother, we are not wise, for we cannot see. The primordial darkness of which is the firmament upon which the stars dance and the planets rotate and oscillate. That out of which they come is the Divine Mother. And she takes on the attributes, for through the power of her origin and function is birthing those very attributes into whatever phenomena cosmic life force entity we are witnessing. There is always the mirror of birth and creation. The sun, as it rises, as we see it commonly, we see it in isolation. We see the sun and what we hold as a sphere of fire, light, and heat. We see that mostly, we're taught to see that in isolation. But when you consider the menagerie of darkness and space and the cosmos, you learn that it is being birthed. What we're seeing is the energetic signature of the power of creative life force being birthed through a darkness, the ring of fire. There's been much talk of the sun's corona lately. And what I have not been hearing spoken about is the ring of fire. That corona is not just a crowning of the sun in the sense of it in isolation, because we have been so entrenched in papal misunderstanding. We must purify our sight and remember that one cannot be crowned without first having been birthed. And the mother is the one that births all.